Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a popcorn kernel.
Hey everybody, my name is Douglas and I enjoy the cinema. This is Doug Hart's Motion Pictures, a mini boner ep coming to you from a hotel room in Sweet Home San Diego on Thanksgiving Day to Ocean's 12. I am thankful for all the people who came out last night to the American Comedy Company in the Gaslamp Quarter of Sandy D, and to all the people who gave me drinks last night to contribute to the massive hangover I'm experiencing right now. As many eps go, this is a particularly worthless one because I failed once again to record all of the Leonard Maltin game. I'll play the 5 minutes of audio that I did capture in a moment, but let me just say that audience member Adam picked the category Wolverines, which is movies with either Red or Dawn in the title, and Brian Death Squad Red Band was challenged to name the movie with 13 out of the 16 names, I think, and not only failed to come up with the title that Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars and called a tribute and a yarn, and some of the names I listed off were Bryan Cranston, Method Man, Andre Royo, Terrence Howard, you're getting it, Cuba Gooding Jr. Not only did he not know the answer, but Mr. Redband says that he's never even heard of Red Tails, which just came out last January. I don't know what that says about him or the marketing of Red Tails. So I'll play the pretty pointless lead-up to the game in a second. But first, some plugs and tweet relief tweets about movies. Past and future guest Rory Scovel tweeted, Netflix, are you fucking with me? There's really that many Hellraiser movies? This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. I will be showing and interrupting a holiday classic at the Drafthouse Ritz in Austin, Texas on December 6th at 7 o'clock. And the next day, I'm taping a Douglas Movies at 4:20 right there at the Ritz, a movie theater. Might be the first time I've recorded Douglas Movies in an actual movie theater. Yay. December 14th, I'll be doing stand-up in Miami with Graham Elwood at the Improv there at 4:20. Okay, that's enough plugs. Thanks for listening, and as always, people who say vase instead of vase are a shithead. Does anyone hunger for games? Brian Redband, are you ready to play against some audience members?
Of course. I still don't know how to play this game. I've done it 4 times.
I think you'll be all right.
I know.
I think you always get through it okay. In the prize bag, multiple Death Squad stickers contributed by Brian. A copy of one of my CDs, Smug Life. Yeah. We've also got a T-shirt that says something. It says Super Blow Me. Yeah. On it. No affiliation with Super High Me. But that's from houseofhaha.com. And then we've also got some Douglas Movies buttons that were given to me. Some Alison Rosen is Your New Best Friend stickers. And it's all in a handy tote that says Tito's Handmade Vodka on it. Someone can win all of this tonight if they can beat Brian in one round of the Leonard Maltin game. Did you guys bring name tags? Tags. Of course, we have Michael with his Price is Right name tag in the front. Who else? Anybody else? There's a few others. So just pick somebody you want to play against, Brian, that brought a name tag.
Is there any Asian girls with name tags in here?
Yeah, Brian likes Asian girls.
Does she have a name tag? She doesn't have a name tag.
Can she scribble something down?
Can she put something on her boobs?
Paper? Could she write something in blood?
Right. I have to play.
You have to play Michael, baby.
I'll go with the guy on the left that's holding the Doug Loves Movies. Very left. Yeah, you with the glasses right there. Just because he reminds me of Harry Potter.
How can you see that far?
I will
play. Here, stand over next to Brian.
That's cute.
Andy Samberg.
What is it? It's a Adam loves Doug loves movies.
He looks less Asian when he's up here.
How did you see that?
I thought you meant an Asian lady.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys share a microphone. And you're going to compete against each other.
Sorry, it's a little wet.
Audience. I know you've been a great crowd the whole time. But please don't yell out if you think you know the answer.
Yeah. That's important.
Keep it to yourself. It's just between Brian and Adam.
Brian and Adam.
Wow. Oh, sounds like you have, both of you have people rooting for you.
Well, they think he's an Asian chick.
It's evil.
He's smart and Asian.
No. Everybody's just trying to figure out their bill right now. That was good timing that the checks came out during this part.
Harry Potter!
He doesn't look that much like Harry Potter.
Oh. Andy Samberg and Michael Cera.
Andy Samberg, Michael Cera. I think you look like Ben Folds 5.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Ben Stein?
Anyone?
Retro!
Alright, shut up, audience!
See Doug Benson Wednesday night. It was Thanksgiving the next day. He just told us to shut up the whole time. We tried to support him with laughter. He just yelled, shut up. I'm going to have another piece of pumpkin pie. Comfort food.
All right, you get to pick a category, Adam. Would you like You Only Live 23 Times? That's James Bond movies. Or Pig in a Blanket? That's movies where Kevin Bacon or John Hamm has sex. But not with each other. Yeah, one or the other. Or Wolverines! That's movies with either Red or Dawn in the title. Red or Dawn, Kevin Bacon, John Hamm, or James Bond. Which one would you like?
I'm
going to
go Wolverines.
Yeah. Wolverines. I'm gonna have some more of Hubert's lemonade.
Yeah. It comes like an old-fashioned milk bottle.
It's a vase. Be romantic once in a while, Doug.
Mars.
It's based in Ohio. Wait,
yeah, it's based in most places.
Is it really? Oh, I forgot.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.